It's here. Can't you feel it? This whole room. Everything is in color, and I can feel the air. I can see it. I can see all the molecules. Everything is one. I am one with what I am. I'm part of it. Can't you see it?
Monday morning, and I've made it to the office. Amazingly, I'm with DJ Day, who's made it to the office here in the UK.
Yes.
Where have you been this weekend?
It's been kind of a whirlwind last few days. I was in Germany for a little while, and went to Belgium with J-Rock and my man Lefto. And then Paris, Nouveau Casino.
How was that?
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. That was actually a very fun night. Amazing crowd, super supportive. And now I took the train to London, and here I am.
Have you taken the train before?
I have not. Not from underwater.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, I slept through that part, but I guess there's not a lot to see in that time.
How often have you been coming to the UK or coming to Europe? I mean,
I've come to Europe quite a few times, and strangely enough, I have not been to the UK before. I can't believe I have all these people, you know, asking when I'm going to play or if I'm going to play, and for whatever reason, it just has never happened. But I, you know, Moscow, all over Europe, you know, from Ireland to Spain to, you know, you name it, but not here. Mm. So, hey, here I am.
Good.
On my own accord, just to see my friend Jazz.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to have to sort out a big show for you next time you come.
For sure.
It's a difficult place, actually, London. I was talking to On Ra as well, and he was telling me that he gets gigs everywhere, but London and a lot of beats and hip-hop guys and sort of just electronic people, I think it's not always so straightforward, right?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I don't know if it's a visa situation or what, but, you know, I know everything's very bass-driven lately here, for sure, for lately meaning the last, 15, 20 years, I guess. But, but yeah, you know, it's something to hopefully do very soon.
So I've put some music of yours out before, of course, and played your stuff and love it. And there's always a real soulful feeling to what you do. I don't know whether that's the kind of initial taste you have as a digger. I mean, where did you get into the music? And you know, you're into collecting, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was always raised around my parents played a lot of records. My mother mostly. So that's everything from I grew up hearing the Grease soundtrack to, like, you know, Donny Hathaway and all kinds of other artists. So I guess I had a wide variety of music growing up, and it kind of just seeped its way into, and a hip hop, of course, definitely, you know what I mean, and looking for originals and all that stuff, and then from then just digging and digging. And
tell me about California at the moment and what it's like over there. I've told you about the club scene in London.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, California's great. Obviously, you know, there's a nice rich history from obviously Root Down, you know, when I was coming up. And I'll make the trip from Palm Springs to Los Angeles.
How far is that?
That's about an hour and a half. The way I drive is about an hour and a half.
Is there a lot of police on the highway?
Not that have interacted with me, thank God. I've been very fortunate. But
you've never been stopped?
No, actually, one time I was going to a concert and I did get stopped. But
are they quite harsh? Are they quite hardcore?
They can be. They're intimidating. Let's get that right out the gate clear for sure. Yeah, you know, a guy with a gun who can do whatever is definitely intimidating. But I digress. So yes, it's great. You know, the do-over, obviously, the current monolithic beast that it is. Shout out to all my wine dogs.
Did you
there.
Do that from the beginning?
No, it took me a while. And it's funny because I've known Aloe Black, who's worked with them since its inception. And it took me years. I didn't really pursue trying to play it because everybody wants to play the do-over. And it's almost a given that if you ask to play the do-over, you will not play the do-over. So it was one of those things, like, I'll just wait my turn. And I kind of figured I have an in, you know, with Aloe. But nope. So just so happens when eventually, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I ended up playing. And yeah, with Bobito, and it was just an amazing day. Mm-hmm. And I tried to kill it right out the gate so I could come back again. And it's been a wonderful relationship ever since with
great.
Those guys.
Great. Yeah. No, it's an amazing, I mean, it's phenomenal, isn't it? A do-over started off in LA and it's just all over the world now.
Yeah, I was just with them in Rich Medina in Australia, New Zealand. Mm. With Benji in Berlin. Yeah, I've been able to travel a bit with those guys. It's been great.
Excellent, excellent. And so that's obviously been a big spark for California, as has, of course, Brain Feeder. And
oh, yeah.
It's definitely on a big positive at the moment, right?
Yeah, what Willie and everyone at Low End Theory has done, and Brain Feeder in general. Shout out to Toki and Gas Lamp and everybody out
I love
there.
That Toki track with I think it's been getting a bit of mixed reaction on the web, but I love the Toki Monster and Cool Keith track.
Oh yeah, I know about it. I have yet to hear it. I've not
it's
heard
a
it yet.
Heavy track that.
Yeah, Toki's great. She's great. But yeah, that whole scene is definitely one I can see it happening. It's like you're watching history kind of happen live, and it's really amazing. I know this is they're breaking a lot of new ground with that, so it's a lot of great things coming out of LA and California in general.
Coming up the turnpike with flying saucer lights on. neck with a platinum python, aluminum snake, make you do the shake, shake. American Airlines, good force, we sponsor everything we bake. Getting out of Mercedes, talking to the president with the US Navy's. Potato salad for the soldiers, everybody get their gravy. I am my voice.
Is the rest of the states listening, or is it very regional?
It's definitely somewhat regional. I mean, with Gaslamp traveling a lot and bringing that to like festivals and other cities and stuff, it's kind of helping because he's carrying that authenticity of Low End Theory with him in his sets. But yeah, I would say it is generally regional. But you know, outside of the states, it's going really good too. So it's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. So yeah, tell me about your new album.
Yeah, Land of a Thousand Chances, coming out on Peace Lock 70, which is a joint venture with myself and Thess One from People Under the Stairs. Yeah, it's kind of my ode to where I'm from. I live in the desert, and it's kind of like a throwback, not in the sense of sonically throwback, but kind of like a nod to some desert rock, some soul, things that I grew up with, and a lot of personal things intertwined with the whole record. I was kind of going through some life things, you know what I mean? I wanted to kind of just be honest with the album, and that's what it is.
How long did it take you to make it?
It probably took me total maybe about a year and a half or so. I did most of the recording in my studio in Palm Springs, and then took the stems up to San Pedro to Thess's studio. We had some session players come in, Catawano and Ken Belcher, this amazing guitarist. Kat's from Mission, Crown City Rockers. She's the keyboardist, Berkeley trained, amazing. She's definitely the MVP on the record. And they kind of really understood what I was going for. You know, it was definitely a stripped down sound than what I'm used to. And I didn't really feel the need to get technical, overly technical, or throw a million sounds on this album. I wanted to keep a vibe, and I was very intent on just maintaining a feeling through the whole record. Stop it, buddy.
You know, I've actually sort of stolen one of your tracks for my intro at the moment on the radio. I've been playing We Love a lot. It's just such a great uplifting. You've got that moment. I mean, you've got that thing. You're the one person who's doing the Beats Generation who gets the Mizell brothers the best.
Oh, thank you so much. I was fortunate enough to meet them and see them in Palm Springs, of all places. Red Bull had a brainstorming session a couple of years ago before Fonz had passed, and like very briefly before, so I was lucky enough to see them. We had dinner. Egon came out and was interviewing them, but I brought my hell up in Harlem, you know, so I could have the insert and have him sign that and everything. My OST. It was just an amazing experience. I'm such a huge, obviously there's a big Mizell influence just naturally, I think, from listening to all their productions over the years.
Come on, pull one out. What's the, we can just play one Mizell track now.
It would definitely be Tell Me What to Do. That's that Johnny Hammond album, you know, and I'm sitting, well, I shouldn't say what I'm sitting on, but I do have multiple pieces from said song that I should be working on
You're joking.
And edit. very soon.
You've got the stems.
I may or may not got be in possession of said
You know
stems.
What was quite amazing recently? I don't know if you got this email from the Johnny Hammond, his wife, right?
I did.
And they've got all this unreleased stuff as well.
Yeah, there's, I don't know what exactly is going on with that. There's a remix competition. And in fact, Monk One from Wax Poetics, Andrew, had approached me about possibly doing something with that. So we'll see in the near future what happens with that.
Oh, man, that is, I think it's true. That album, Gears, is
it personifies, I think, there's something about that whole album. It's just really magical, you know.
So you're going to play some tracks for us, right? You're going to do a little mix for me?
Yes, sir. I'll have a couple exclusives and maybe play a couple joints off the record.
Yeah,
maybe a different mix down of Tell Me What to Do. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, DJ Day, thank you very much.
Thank you, Giles. I appreciate it.
Problems in the air. People everywhere looking for some space, praying for a place. Tell me what do I do? Maybe the answer lies within.
sol. E o fala, fala, bate, acende, rola, vai rolando. Procurando solução, solução é solidão. Muitas águas pra rolar, muita lenha pra queimar.
Pra essa gente, meu irmão, eu respondo com palavrão.
There's joy, but it's kind of melancholy. So it's kind of a, there's like a nice balance of vibe. And that was just something that just, you know, was naturally there. And so I just kind of rolled with that.
Well, that was exactly what I wanted to hear today, Damien. Thank you very much for that. That was a fantastic... Oh, God, it gives me faith.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here, man. Thank you, Joss.
Beautiful. Give me the breakdown, because I didn't know half of that. In fact, I didn't know practically all of it. I recognized the Fiona Apple bit.
Yeah, that was that's an unreleased beat from Exile, my man Exile. So I don't know if that's coming out or will come out, but you guys heard it first right here. Yeah, I kicked off with Johnny Hammond, Tell Me What To Do, little rework.
Oh, my, I'm just going to, whatever, even if you don't give me that, I'm going to take it. I'm just biting that from your mix.
Right, absolutely. No, you know, I got you. Yeah, what else did we do after that? We had Bad Bad Not Good with their cover of Flashing Lights.
Brilliant.
That's on Innovative Leisure. Shout out to my man, Jamie Strong.
He's active, right? He's got the do-over, he's got the label. He used to work at Stone's Throw.
Yes, sir.
Before that, Ubiquity,
Ubiquity,
right?
That's correct.
People forget that. Hey. I remember you were there. You were there, part of the acid jazz movement,
yes,
Jamie.
Yes, way back when.
You
In
were
fact,
there.
I think Haycock worked there as well for a minute. But yeah, and then after that, I played a song that I might have or might have not used for part of my record, that it will go unnamed.
Okay.
And then I played one of my joints from the new album, Land of a Thousand Chances, and the song was called Green Fin. Another little secret jammy after that. And then I went into the Quakers with R.I.P.
That's right.
Yeah, that's their, I'm guessing their tribute to Dilla on that joint.
That's amazing, isn't it? Did you play that one out? It's a little bit like, it's what's the big Shadow track that was that everyone always plays? You know, the
Organ Donor?
Yeah, it's kind of like the modern day version of that.
Right, right. It's really cool to have all the little synth parts in the beginning kind of freak that on with Ableton or with Serato. Yeah, after that, we had Mode Selector with Berlin, definitely.
That's right.
Then my man Gaslamp Killer with Nassim. And then I think Toddler T, Ross Orton, track with No Name. Then an exclusive remix from my man Maker, who does a lot of work with Egon with Now Again. And that's a remix for the title track of the album Land of a Thousand Chances that'll be coming out soon. And then we had J-Rock's rework of Glorioso Santo Antonio, which is unbelievable.
You played quite a lot of Brazilian-y stuff.
I did. I don't know. I've been on a Brazilian tip since I've been over here for whatever reason.
That's interesting.
Jungle Music Edit. Again, shout out to J-Rock. That's the Kellen Kai band. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right. Get a Good Feeling from Brief Encounter. A Festa from Silvio Cesar. And then, of course, Apple Jacks, which is the name of that Fiona Apple joint. And then closed out with some Erasmo Carlos.
Oh, thank you. Ah, I still know I love what I do and I can listen to music put together with such finesse by you and all my friends. And it was great that J-Rock came recently and you've just come through with the next selection, which you've just kept it. You've maintained the level of quality coming out of the basement. Thank you very much,
my
DJ
man.
Day.
Thank you.
Tell me about your album quickly, because it is coming out and it looks brilliant and you're doing it independently and it's been mastered by the big man.
Yeah, Bernie Grundman. That was quite an experience, man. I had a chance to go to the studios. It's the same place that mastered Steely Dan's Asia, The Chronic, all the way back to, like, you know, the Chris Bellman, who did the actual mastering for mine, did like Patrice Rushen and DeBarge. He's been around for a long time. They also, of course, cut Thriller there and mastered Thriller. So I had my album actually cut on the same lathe that cut Thriller. So that was the most surreal experience, to sit with the same machine that cut the master record for Thriller. But yeah, man, it comes out February 12th on pl70.net, PeaceLock 70. It'll be everywhere, iTunes, Amazon, Turntable Lab, yada, yada, all the stores, Japan, HHV in Germany and all that. But yeah, we're trying to sell directly to the artist, just no more middleman, just... do it ourselves, man. DIY.
You've done a beautiful job. It's a fabulous artwork as well.
Thank you.
Who did that?
Yeah, the cover art, we really tried to go all out with the packaging. There's actually like a leather sleeve, leather-bound sleeve for the LP with a Polaroid in the middle. Yeah, those are some shades I brought for you.
Do they come with the record?
The shades will come with some records. Yeah, okay. We got some stuff for the folks.
There you go.
Yeah, gold foil stamp on the back. The cover photo is actually a real photo. It wasn't staged. I had to track the photographer down, this dude Robin Rastenberger from Sweden. It's taken in Japan. Really crazy. That's the owner's Shibu Inu, just sitting at the bar, contemplating whether he should go home. He's the last guy in the bar. Should he drink? Should he leave? What should he do? So that's kind of what's the vibe of the record in some respects.
Well, look up the record sleeve. I've just tweeted it and you'll see it. Just Google DJ Day, get all the information and get yourself a copy of the record and support independent music.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, Giles. It's been a pleasure, man. Thanks.